Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, Cowboys Nation? Here's just a little special sectional clip that we did for you. We cut out just the tier ranking section where we tier the positions of the Dallas Cowboys. So if you listened to yesterday's podcast in full, then you know you probably already heard this. But if you didn't, this is just that section cut out for you in case that's all you wanted to listen to. So here it is.
So what we're going to be doing, we're going to be rating the Cowboys positional groups. Because it's been a lot of talk. We think there's a couple positional groups that could have some work done to them. We kind of didn't. And this is the thing. We're going to put offensive line as a whole, but you could almost do tackles, guards, and centers, which we're not going to do because we'll literally then be here for hours. But we're going to go through the roster and we're going to tier the positional groups from best to worst according to AJ's Tamaguchi list.
Tamaguchi list?
Tamaguchi, you remember those Tamaguchis?
Oh, yeah.
The little, you had to raise your own Tamaguchi. I already have kind of my thoughts of, because I was kind of thinking about it in the shower, what I was going to put as the 1 to 9. When I saw AJ's post in the chat, I didn't really understand it. Now I understand it better. I like this way. I do like how he's doing it because there's not necessarily a 1 to 9. There's more of a best, a mid, and a not so great. So I do like that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see why.
What do you think, Ad?
Did you hit? Yeah, no, I like what he's doing there. Hit refresh over here, AJ.
No, I'm trying to get you to join the conversation.
Sorry, no, we're doing.
How about we hear from chat?
Jeremy Anello says Dak got Cobb paid in Houston.
He did. Cobb had a great season with Dak Prescott, and then Houston came. Another Texas team decided to take a stab at him and see what he had.
Okay. Well, I'm ready to go here.
Okay. I am ready in 3, 2.
Anthony, you know that when the bandwagon boys are fucking working here, you just got to hold the fort down.
You know, we got it. I got it. I apologize. It was a funny little.
It was worth it. It looks fucking great.
You know,
just shrink Ant's stupid face here for a second. Okay.
That's the sound of a sword being pulled. Okay, what we got here is the Cowboys can fan position tiers. Now, how it works is technically you could have all positions on the same tier. Okay, there's no limit, but we can have whatever rules you want. But how it works is S is your super spot. A is your eight. A rank, B rank, C rank, D rank, E and F. C. So
it's kind of like if you were in high school and S was the best grade.
I want to go to high
Absolutely.
School, Billy.
But C, so here's how it works, though. C is still your average, okay?
Okay.
And A would still be like a great player. But
right.
S is like a special elite.
Maybe we do. We even have? Do we have an S?
Well, that's what we're gonna find out, aren't we?
Yeah, we do have an S.
Fight!
Yeah, I mean, our. I mean, depending on what you want to call Micah Parsons, linebacker, like he's a special player.
Yeah, but it's not just the player; it's the group.
Oh, that's what we're doing. We're doing.
Yeah, but look, an elite player,
fudge!
An elite player in an average group could be an S level.
Well, look at the rankings on ESPN or wherever you brought up. Xavien Howard was like 17 or something like that, and Jalen Ramsey number 2, and yet it put them as the number 1 duo. Or was it the number 2 duo on that one league for CBs?
Perspective. It's perspective, though. It's perspective.
Oh, yes. On our list, Cowboys were the best duo.
And it's it's irrelevant. They're two guys. They're still part of a group, right? So we have a very good top two cornerback tandem. What happens if one of those guys goes down? Who's stepping in for Trevon Diggs or Stephon Gilmore?
So on this.
And just say what up to EJ. EJ Savage in the house, boys.
What up, EJ?
He was playing some b-ball tonight way too long.
Oh. Hope the jam was swell. look, so we got 9 positions to tier. Did I get this right, what you were thinking?
Yeah, man.
Okay, great. Awesome. You said 9, and I was like, okay, O-line, D-line, and everything else.
Okay.
Actually, I guess we could throw kicker.
Okay, add ST, special teams. Add special teams. Just ST it. ST it.
Why ST not? It's done. And you know what?
About this one?
It's going over. Ooh,
crack him if he got him.
Your ghost cracks?
No, they're scary. Let me just log that.
That's ghost cracking it again.
Okay, hey. So what do we want to start with?
Let's go special teams. Or what do we got here? We got
don't ST all over her face. Like, what are you doing?
Well, I got my ST on her face.
We got 4 defensive positional groups, 5 offensive positional groups, and special team. I think we go special teams, quarterback, safety, running back. I think we start at special teams and go back forth.
EJ's asking, this is for our team only. Yes. Yeah. We're just ranking the Cowboys right now.
We are ranking the entire league.
we're number one with the Cowboys, and then we'll go to every
other team. If we were ranking the league, just real quick, side note, QB might be a D rank.
What, for us?
No, just like in the league.
As a group.
I think less than half of the NFL QBs are competent.
Totally.
Yeah.
That's actually a fun. That's a.
Hey, did
ooh,
you
rainy?
Oh.
Hey, rainy day. I
mean, we should be able to do secret episodes where we don't talk anything about the Cowboys. We should do that one day. It's just an episode that we don't. None of us are wearing Cowboys stuff, and we're just completely going just NFL just. On our own,
and
rants.
we call them the undercards.
Oh, the rainy day,
the undercard episodes, or the dark
undercards. Undercard would be good, would be or great, rainy, yeah. Or rainy day.
Rainy
I like
day,
those.
Undercard, rainy day, or dark matches.
Yep. Okay, let's start off special teams. So right now, I'm going to just lead out with just to give some food for thought. I'm not putting where we're at. Okay, we got to Kevontae to crack him if you got him,
crack
son.
Him if you got him.
We have Turpentine. You know you're getting turned with Turpentine. Pro Bowl kick returner. We've now signed. Are drafted, I should say, Deuce Vaughn, who might get some special team time. Our punter, Brian Anger, absolute monster. But we do not currently have a place kicker.
If we had a kicker.
Okay, so if we don't have a place kicker, technically, then we don't have to count the place kicker.
No, but that's a zero.
That's it. It's a zero. It's like if you were ranking, you got to say, like, if the other two are a 9 out of 10, and the place kicker's a 0, you still now only
takes
have
your average 18
out of 30. Yeah, you have 18 out of 30.
Yeah, we got Vincenzo or whatever the fuck his name is, and he's probably like a D-ranked player. No. So I think S is out of the question for ST. A is in the question, but we got to kind of set a level here, boys.
If the place kicker's not there, a negative rating hurts more than a positive rating. So a negative rating will take our average down a lot lower.
Especially on a kicker.
We also have to take into account that they will sign someone. There is a lot of good kickers right now available, but we can't take that into account right now, right?
Well,
he's not on the team.
We'll obviously revisit this a week before the season starts.
We're Shooter McGavin this. We have to play where the ball lies.
I'm saying a C.
C? Okay. Wow. Okay.
I was gonna say B.
I was gonna say A.
Okay. So he was gonna say A. You said C. I'm the tiebreaker. We're a B.
It's a B. It's a B. It's a B for bandwagon boy.
Okay.
It'll be funny if we end up spelling something here.
Yeah. It's a. Well, we got like not a lot of vowels.
I know.
That's a good place to start. I think it sets a good median.
Yep.
For the board now. Moving on.
Juices are flowing.
Let's bounce back right to left. So we got to pick offensive position.
Quarterback. Let's do it right now.
Are we going to do quarterback or do we want to do?
Well, we can pick an offensive. We got to pick an
tight
offensive.
End. Let's do tight end.
Ooh, tight end. Okay. So tight end right now. Lower than special teams.
Let's go with what we're talking about here. We lost our number one tight end for over the last three seasons.
The biggest bitch in football.
The biggest bitch in football. Dalton, I play Fortnite and I want to sign with Houston Schultz, who is on a 1 year deal. He's bet on himself. He's bet on himself to have a good year in Houston and then sign another big one.
And if he came back to Dallas, I'd be like, I love you, Dalton. That's 100%.
Schultzies is what we, the Schultzy is.
Five fundamentals of Schultzy.
Fundamentals. Hey, so
those have been
gone.
Banned from this church. You don't bring those in here anymore.
You shut your stupid mouth.
You shut your whore mouth. So, okay, right now, we're going into the season. Reports came out of OTAs that Scoony, the Scoon maker, Scoon, was already getting one team reps. Like, he was getting first team reps.
Okay.
Behind him, you have Fergalicious and P. Hendershot.
Yep.
So are you guys satisfied with that going into the season? You have two guys who had pretty good years as a two and three, as tight end two and three, but is this the strength of the team at all?
No, there's too much. There's a lot of hopium, and I'll smoke that shit, okay? I think it's a solid squad. So it's a C at least for me. I can't see it being a B squad. Excuse me. However, by the end of the season, I wouldn't be surprised if it is, if we're really happy with what they do.
And that's what I'm excited to come back and look at what we tiered them at the start of the start of the season, right?
Yeah.
We're at OTAs. This is as start as the season as it could get.
Yeah.
I'm sitting right now saying it can't be any better than a C.
Me too.
It's got to be a C. I think I don't know if we need to have BWB one here. Maybe we'll hear what he says.
Let's hear what he says. We'll move it there. We will hear what he says. But while he's doing that, I thought he was taking Murph out for a pee, but I think he just went pee himself.
Taking himself out for
yeah, taking himself out. We got to pick a defense to do too. So, Adam, we said. I thought you were taking Murph out, and then
you told me to take Murph out, and then reminded me.
I just saw him laying down at the door, and
he'll be good. So Ant's going for a pee. He doesn't want to hear what I have to say.
No, but go ahead, because we already tiered him. So I don't think you'll disagree. What we said basically summed up saying is, yeah. Well, you tell us. Okay, what do you think tight end should be? We put him at C. Now C is not. In this rank, it's not bad. It's just an average NFL rank.
It's
your normal.
Yeah, I mean, if it's two for C, I would say B. I mean, Jeremy and Ello in the chat saying, I think we got one of the best tight end groups in the NFL. Not a lot of NFL teams are that deep. Yeah, most NFL teams, you're having like a strong number one, and then the other guys are not that great. I think we have from what we've seen, decent across the board last year. I don't think we would have called Hendershot or I'm trying to blank because I want to talk about Schoonmaker.
Ferguson.
Hendershot and Fergie as bad players. Like they were, you know, they were in the clone zone. So my thought is I would have rated them more of like a B. I think they're a solid core group. I don't think anyone is dragging them down too much, and I think that they can all ball out, and I honestly think that we're going to see two of them come up a little bit higher this year, now that Schultz's not there. So well, I'd say B.
I'm gonna counter this here. I'm just googling some stats here real quick.
And as you're googling stats, Mr. Patrick Bateman says, "Stop with the nicknames. It's cringy." I don't know what that. I don't know what nicknames you're talking about. But guess what,
Mr. Patrick Bateman, you are a fucking. A nickname in a sense, you're a character of a movie, and I'm not going to hate on that. I think it's awesome.
There you go.
Okay.
So here, guys, so between Fergalicious, you fucking bitch, Patrick Bateman, whatever the hell your name is, Fergalicious and Hendershot, between the two, Ferguson had 174 yards last year, and Hendershot had 103.
I know.
So, and then our second round draft pick, Scoony.
Scoony.
Now Scoony the Scoony maker.
Scoony the Scoony maker and Fergie Fergalicious.
The boatman. But
Can so you please say them by their Christian names? I want their birthright names. Do not give them nicknames.
So between our top three tight ends, they have, what is that? What's that end up being? 290 yards, guys.
Shy of three.
Not even, sorry. 277 yards.
Yeah, but Ant, if you if you look at their average yards per catch out of their 16 receptions that they got, like, I'm just joking around, but you know what I mean? Like, it's like, yeah, I know they did very good for a tiny amount of time. My argument with their numbers was, yes, because when they were on the field, they were the second ditch effort where they were either filling in at a different time. Like, they had the benefit of less snaps. And when they were on the field, they were probably getting the ball because they were either on the field with Schultz or they were filling in for him. And they're good players. I'm not going to deny them that. But when Schultz goes off the field, it might also have been coordinated with the defense saying, okay, we're going to rest our number one guy while he's off and bring in a backup. Like, this is all hearsay. I don't know. I wasn't there. Okay.
Well, let's say this. Okay. So they had four touchdowns and they averaged 9.3 yards per catch.
How many blocks did they have?
I mean, they were good blockers, but a tight end in this offense isn't a blocker.
But a tight end isn't, like, I don't think we should just rate tight ends based on their, like, they're like being a receiver.
No,
they have other elements in their play that they need to be able to do.
We should be rating tight ends on the photos that we find of them online, number one.
Okay. Yeah, clearly. We got a great looking group of tight ends on our team.
Here's the thing about tight ends.
You said C and Ant said C,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're going C. But I was just, I'm excited. I'm excited about this core because I do. Where I don't think that Ferguson or Hendershot are going to, I think they're better in the positions that they are, number one, two, and number three. And I'm excited to see them have their second year in that position. And Schoony, Boatmaker, the Schoon Mania himself.
the maker of boats.
The maker of boats.
Schoonalicious. Mm.
I want
Schoonalicious.
I want him to come in and just dominate, be Schultzy 2.0 plus blocking. Yeah. And that's what the 2.0 is.
That's what the 2.0
is. When you say Schultzy, do you mean Dalton Schultz?
I mean Dalton Schultz.
Can you please, I said, say it by their Christian names or their birthright name.
Dalton, okay? Leonard Schultz.
Dalton L. Schultz. Could we put the TE bridge between B and C right now? And then once the rest of the market goes out, we can decide where we're going to move them?
No, let's do it.
No.
Oh, whoa. AJ say no.
Let's 2v1.
Hey, we already have a fucking
no
seven tier. Yeah, I don't. We have a seven tier system. I'm not making a 14 tier system. Okay.
Here's a funny thing from Bot G, second two time Can Fan Award winner Eric Bot G, boots on the ground. Eric, can we next week rate all the players on the team based on who is the best looking player? Bonus points if their wife, girlfriend, side chicks are hot.
Oh, yep. Deep time. Okay, how about this? I love that idea. It's going to take me some time to just
gather
that and what we'll have to do. But I like that. That's a really good dead.
That's a very vain and toxic topic. Topic. And we're not against that
topic. It's a nice dead zone topic for us.
Like, what
else?
Sahara
Desert.
It's a Sahara Desert topic. Sometimes you just got to go fucking dirty and toxic it up.
Okay, defense.
So tight end. See, and that's based off of just being unknown, basically. Is based off of unknown.
All three of us will be wrong. At the end of the season, we're going to redo this board, and it's going to be an A.
I hope. I fucking hope so, man.
The thing is, C does not mean you're bad. D means you're bad.
Is D bad?
D is bad, C is...
I thought E was kind of when we started getting to the bad.
Well, C is average, so D is below average. I guess E would be bad. Yes. Yeah. But yeah, like, if they're D, that's not good.
Yeah.
Hey, I spent my whole high school career getting C's, and look at me, I'm kicking.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Crack them if you got them. That starts with a C.
Okay, what are we going here?
Okay,
pick us a defensive. Pick us a defensive position.
Okay, I'll pick. And just before that, Bot G says it's going to be really hard to research with just one hand on the keyboard. Zowie.
Does that mean he's baiting?
Hey, you know what that means?
Oh, shit!
No, that means you're...
Bring on the bot!
No, that means you're going to be baiting. Because you're going to be the one that's gathering the stuff. Let's go CB, bitch. Put him right at A. CB, A.
Well, you got to give a reason. You can't just... the whole point of this is to give a reason.
The reason that the CBs are A and not S is we're the top three cornerback 10, but as you mentioned... We do have other players on the team that if those two go down, we have to resort to our backups. We are fans of our backups. So although our backups might not be Super Saiyan and put us in the S category, I do believe our cornerback room is at an A.
So Gilmore goes down. Who are you putting in to replace Gilmore? I'm just going on your logic. You said if our guy goes down, we're good with our backups.
Sorry, I think we lost Adam. I think his connection dropped.
No, we're gonna put Bland in the position.
Is he? You think he would be good enough to play cornerback against some of the best? You think you're gonna put Deron Deron Bland up against Anthony or AJ Brown?
Let's go back to our logic though.
We are.
we have
a very good two. Our top two cornerbacks are very good. Deron Bland's very good in the slot.
Okay, so listen, the way that I would look, I mean, obviously, depending on who's on the field, if let's say we're rating Gilly Locke as our number one, and Diggs is our number two that game, and Gilly Locke goes down and Diggs gets shifted over. Well, then Bland plays in what Diggs is going to do, or vice versa.
Eric Scott will be the backup to Gilmore or Trevon Diggs. Not Bland, not Jordan Lewis. The guy that we traded for in the sixth round is more suitable to play at cornerback than Deron Bland. Are you comfortable with that guy, a sixth round pick, playing against anyone in the NFC?
I think it's going to be situational. I mean, I don't think it's an automatic that Scott Free's going to be the fucking guy who goes in and backs up Gilly.
So this is my argument. For it to be an A, it has to be like you can name who's coming in next to back up and you're going to be comfortable with.
I would be comfortable with Bland. What I was just saying, if Gilly Locke goes down, then you would shift Diggs over to his position. And then whoever Diggs was covering, Bland would be covering that position.
So,
and then who covers Bland, and then who covers the guy that was supposed to cover for Bland?
And then Scott Free would be covering for Bland.
I'm going B with cornerbacks.
I said A. You say B. What do you got?
Okay, so what I see is...
B plus?
We're going to add one more position?
No. We don't do that. I think there is injury potential for Gilmore. Diggs, no, he's probably going to play the whole season. Knock on wood. But there's also been seasons where Gilmore's played 90 or 100% of them. Like, so that's not like uncommon for him either. Players get banged up. It's who knows what the natural wear and tear. I don't think Gilmore has any nagging, lingering injury. I think his injuries have been more bruised up from a game or something like that, right? So that's a positive. That's a positive above who was it? Anthony Brown, right? Who just
didn't step up when we needed him to. Well, we saw exactly.
He was in. He like the injury thing.
But even when he was in those certain games, you know, Anthony Brown had issues.
I was just saying the injury concern, which what Anth was saying is the concern about the back of the depth here for the Cowboys on
because
CB.
It's the positional group. It's not the first two guys.
You're right.
If it was based on our starting cornerbacks, it's an S. If it's Deron Bland, Gilmore and Diggs, it's an S. 100% it's an S, without
a doubt. So exactly. So if you just said the three people that are an S, and then
so
you
if one of those guys get hurts, I don't know how we replace them. If one of our starting cornerbacks get hurt, you got to realize this: De'Ron Bland and Jordan Lewis don't play the same position.
What, do you think
as
that,
Trevon Diggs?
Do you think would that take them from an S all the way down to a B?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I think two things here. I think that's interesting though, because but what if the Cowboys are playing Bland or Lewis almost as frequently as they are Diggs and Gilmore, right?
It's perfect.
Yes.
De'Ron Bland and Jordan Lewis are on the field, you're still going to have Trevon Diggs and Stephon Gilmore on the field. If Stephon Gilmore or Trevon Diggs gets hurt, they don't have the backup on the team for either of those guys right now.
Okay, and then the other thing I just wanted
Kelvin Joseph, put him in there, and let's see what happens.
Kelvin Joseph is not an S ranking. We know that. No. Okay.
The other thing I wanted to just say before I say what I'm gonna vote is it's also based on. So in my opinion, the tight end position in Kansas City is an S rank. Based off of one player. It's much different than a cornerback because there's multiple of those guys on the field at once, always. So I look at that too, and I see two S-rank players in Diggs and Gilmore. Okay.
And then, I saw three. And with Bland, that he had a Bland.
I think Bland's a B. I said those three guys together.
Well, that's what I'm,
oh, those three spent, guys together, even, yes.
Grouping
yeah.
them together,
I don't even
they're
know,
an S.
I don't even know if Bland starts over Jordan Lewis.
True. So let's say Bland and Jordan Lewis are just C. So I think we're pushed up higher to an A in those four guys. And I know that we're missing out on that kind of replacement like you mentioned, Ant. That's fair. That's a fair argument. I feel better about it to say A than B for our CBs.
Throw it down. You know what? I don't mind the A. I don't, because we're heavy loaded
with
very talented guys. I'm just worried about depth.
Depth is...
And cornerback's one of those positions where depth does matter. It's kind of like O-line and wide receivers. If those four guys can play the whole season, it's an S group even. Even if Jordan Lewis is in with those four... And you can say those four guys are going to play the whole year. Give it an S, but
here
I'm okay. I'm okay with A, because going with my logic, we won't have anyone.
I didn't want to go right, because I wanted to give Alex. So before Julian's taken off, have a good night, Julian. Thanks for showing up,
Julian.
Buddy.
Peace out, Julian.
And he also said S tier, baby. A lot of the chat was agreeing with bandwagon boy number one in terms of just. Of our ranking side. They were all saying give him an S, but Ant's logic in terms of the backup definitely brings it down.
It's a group.
We have to, and I totally agree with what you're saying when we're looking at it, like it's almost like any position, if that person goes down, what do you have? So then you got to look at the whole,
except for in the positions like a quarterback where you might have, or running back, even wide receiver. There are players who can elevate an entire because of
quarterback
the
especially.
Quarterback especially, absolutely, yeah. But it's because of the amount of times that they have the ability to touch the ball and then make a difference in the game.
Yeah, it's just like, so if we play, it is going to be very hard. And it's a good exercise to really go through all the positions to see how deep your team is.
Oh yeah, this is fun. We're only three deep, boys.
Interesting. EJ says I'd put corner at S tier and wide receiver at A tier.
That's a good lead out. Let's go wide receiver.
Okay, so the
quarterback almost is the perfect lead into wide receiver. So
yep. Okay, so ranking now, we're up next on the clock, wide receiver.
Hey, Yuffie is looking happy about it.
I don't even know who. I thought you were gonna use the other dude with the big who's the other guy with
the gun Arm?
Yeah.
Shit.
You played Final Fantasy VII for so many years.
I'll tell you in a second.
Jeremy Nello makes it just one final point on the cornerback. Bland earned the starting job. Not many teams have three really good starting cornerbacks.
Yeah, but guys, we have to remember he's a slot corner. That's the only thing, and people are forgetting that. He's a slot corner. He's amazing at it.
Slot corners are still cornerbacks, Anth.
Can he make it? they are 100%.
I love
Deron Bland, but
Anth
he's
loves
good
those
at
slots.
He's good as a slot corner. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he will be good outside going against. Imagine any of those guys that are behind Trevon. I don't even like watching Trevon Diggs go against AJ Brown. So yeah. Imagine AJ Brown going against even Jordan Lewis or Deron Bland. It just scares me a little bit. But
so do you,
I like
so,
A.
So
I like
you,
A.
So Gillylock, you think Gillylock's going to be paired up with AJ Brown?
I think they're going to be Trevon Diggs on one side and Gillylock on the other.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think they're going to be following.
Lock me up and throw away
sides.
The key.
Gilly, lock me up and digs me and digs me out that key.
Hold me down and read me a bedtime story until I cry myself to sleep.
Until I bland myself to sleep. Okay, so ranking wide receivers. Anth, do you want to take it off, or AJ, are you going to tee this one off?
I mean, if go
AJ,
for
go
it.
For it.
Okay,
AJ,
okay.
Lead out.
Ooh, okay, well, let me just twist my mustache up. I'm growing my mustache out like an
I
old,
like it. Like he comes in here, and it's like the fucking Hook style. He has the wax coming on it.
Yeah, it's really not good right now, but in a couple of weeks.
And sorry, just a quick story here. Very quick. I'm coming home from work to hit this podcast. AJ's already here. And Linz is like, basically, Alex, because I'm not here yet, he's playing the dad or husband role in the house. And he's outside talking to the workers about figuring out how long the power is going to be out for, when the power is going to be on. And he starts to get into an argument with them. Them coming to him as an argument, he didn't initiate
usually
an argument.
Usually it's me.
He's coming in hot. But he's
been trying to change that.
He's namasteing it and he's doing it. So I just want to say thank you. He had the podcast in mind. He's like, we have a show to do. And
the lady looks at me. She just like kind of shrugs. I'm like,
she's like, what are you guys? Okay. You guys are on OnlyFans. So big props to AJ going out there, fucking throwing the heat with that Hook style mustache.
Thank you. And in their fairness, they called it. They said they'd be done in an hour. They were. So. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Okay. So wide receivers. Here's what I'm thinking for us. I mean. I gotta say, boys, if this isn't
S
touching the fucking taint of an S tier, it's an S tier. We got CeeDee Lamb, who's coming off a hot season with no one else on the field to really draw attention away from him. When he was on the field, I mean, he was look number one or look number 1B, right? Like, every time they knew the ball was coming to him, and he did an amazing job. After those first couple games, too, where we were kind of questioning his ability to make those types of catches that we needed him to make, boom, he turned it around had a great season. So that alone, super positive. And then you just look at what we hope Gallup will be, okay, some hopium. And then Brandon Cooks, I mean, just
veteran,
on
proves it.
Yeah, and on many teams on the NFL – would be a starting number one, right? So just those three in mind, I got to say S tier. And then when we're looking at the rest of the 4, 5, 6, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of potential there, a lot of nice rumors, but I can't believe any of them. So I would just say the rest of it is average. But because of that, those three guys are going to be on the field so much, it's S tier, baby.
Ooh,
you're on S tier. Wow,
yeah, AJ with the S tier. I'm throwing it out there.
I'm willing to listen though.
Okay, so I'm very close to the S tier with you because I do believe we have a solid trio of wide receivers. I would be because Gallup is coming off the injury and Cooks is coming on the new team and there's some gelling. I feel a little bit more. And then obviously after them with Tolbert and Turpin and whatever else we're going to do in the wide receiver slot. I feel like an A is, I'm more comfortable saying an A than an S, but I can definitely get behind the S because I do feel very confident with Cooks and Lamb. And then I feel like Gallup, if he can get his mind right and ball out this year, that he
gallop
would be
his way to victory.
He would gallop us into that S class.
Man, they're fringe. And S, the only thing with S is it relies on a few things for me.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Gallup's bounce back season and Tolbert's sophomore season.
Mm-hmm.
If Tolbert can even have any type of success as the fourth wide receiver, like 400 to 500 yards, and Gallup can get even close back to the explosive threat that he was before his AAK. Yeah, if he gets to 800 yards and Tolbert has 400 yards, this wide receiver core is an S without a doubt. But because of that, I still have to downplay it a tiny little bit. Cooks and CD Lamb, you know what you're going to get from them. Brandon Cooks had 1,000 yard receiving yards with the Texans.
Fucking Texans.
He had 2,000 yard receiving yards with the Texans. If he can do that with Houston and whatever quarterback at the time was throwing to him, I think he had
six different ones.
Yeah. I think he had
three each season.
I think he had Watson 1 year, but then the following year he just had a bunch of random dudes throwing him the ball, and he still had 1,000 yards for 6 touchdowns. And then CeeDee Lamb's just on his upward trend. If that guy stays healthy, he's going to be a top 5 wide receiver. So he's actually, CeeDee Lamb's flirting with superstar status in the NFL, which, as Alex had said, that can almost put you into the S category. But I still got to just downplay it a tiny bit. And I think they could be one of the best positional groups on the team. But I gotta give them an A. I got to give them an A.
Okay. And I want to just give, if I can, Judge.
Yeah, do it.
A final push for an S rank here.
Oh, okay. Push it, baby. Push it.
So we just kind of both, all of us agree. We got CeeDee Lamb here.
Yep.
And he is a potential S candidate if we're looking at just players, right? Definitely, actually, 100% in terms of wide receiver.
CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wide receiver NFL rank, he would be in the S category. Even if he's the cusp of the S category,
yep,
he's an S category. And Anth, you just mentioned how good Brandon Cooks was with a dog shit QB for most of his fucking career. In not only gameplay, but also morals and ethics. Okay.
Still landing an A, though. He's still landing an A.
Well,
at most.
Okay. Okay.
Fun fact for the next one. What's been the best wide receiver trio that a team's seen? And could the Cowboys be positioned to have one of the best wide receiver trios
that we've seen? Well, we'll get into that, but AJ's pushing for his A. AJ's trying to switch us to an S here. I wasn't saying an A to the group. I was saying Cooks is still an A player. You were saying CeeDee Lamb was an S.
Yes, CeeDee Lamb's an S.
I was saying Brandon Cook, to me, even with his how he's been, he's still an A player.
Well, that's it, because we agree that Gallup is the question mark. Like, realistically, he's probably a C player if you're looking at him from last year. And if that's who he is, then that's who he is. But
Tolbert's an E from last year.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, you, I mean, so that, and,
I hear it. Okay, and, maybe through my trying to convince you, I've just been convinced that A is the right
rank. Well, Jeremy and Ello is agreeing with Anth. If Tolbert can emerge, it's an S. We look at it and we say CeeDee Lamb's an S, Cooks is an A, Gallup is an A, then it
fringe, does. No, Gallup's like fringe.
But let's just say 2019. 2019 Gallup was an A. He's had 1,100 yards.
That's 4 years ago.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, we've seen him have that potential for an A. So if we're just, I'm just hypothetically saying this season.
Highs and, you're saying ceilings and floors.
CeeDee Lamb, S. Gallup can play as his A capability. Cooks plays as his A capability. Now it's just up to Tolbert. If Tolbert can be an A or even a B, then you're still fringe S. Because I believe when you're at that higher average, that S player can allow us that stronger ranking. But I said A, so I feel like we're going to stay at A, but I do feel if that trio can fucking come out hot, then you only need one S player to take the averages of A's all the way up to the sky.
No,
an S receiving crew to me is a receiving crew that has three guys that have 1,000-yard receiving yards each.
Okay.
Yeah, three dudes that hit 1,000 yards. That's an S for me.
Yeah. You know
and that, hey, I think it might be what we experience.
Yeah.
By the end of the ceiling. That's their ceiling.
S ceiling. Definitely. Absolutely.
S Club 7.
Okay, now we move back to defense. Oh, we're shifting defense now, or special teams. Then O, then D, then O.
Here we go. Okay. He can go all the way.
Safety, linebacker, or defensive line. What do we want to go with? Any shout out?
Let's go linebacker.
Any chat saying,
Chat. Let's give chat a second.
Chat. Who do you want us to rank?
Safety.
Anyone that says anything in chat. What do you want? You got safety, linebacker, D line. Which should we go next? Give them a few.
It takes a second or two to.
Well, chat's thinking. Realistically, left on this list, let's just have a little fun with it. Out of the positional groups that are here, name an S player. I think we all know an S player.
Yeah, Micah
an from S the player. Groups.
Yeah, Micah Parsons.
And then here's another question: Micah could almost be involved with the linebacking core and the D line. I'm kind of leaning towards him being part of the D line ranking. In my thought, opposed to the linebacker.
If he's part of the D line ranking, I think we're an S.
I have to keep him LB.
We're just talking about the player.
I have to keep him LB in my mind, but I'll play ball however we want to do it. Tony Pollard,
incorporate. Could we incorporate him into both?
I think you have to. Okay, so Matt Leslie in chat saying safety. We're gonna hit safety.
Okay, safety. But before we do that,
and thank you, Matthew, for chiming in.
I think I talked over Anth when I said it, but I think Tony Pollard is an S player.
Oh yeah, if he comes, definitely.
If he does what he does, what he did last year.
Yep,
with the same based on in his entire career, like.
Yeah, you have Tony. Explosive. You have Tony Pollard as an S player. You have Deuce Vaughn as an S player. I think we're going to make the running backs S's.
There's one last S player on the team.
Well, let's hide it. Oh, okay. You want to?
Yeah, what? I was just thinking if you guys could name the one.
Oh, Zach Martin.
Last boost.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah, Zach Martin, 100%. And who? Someone in chat actually said that.
EJ.
EJ Savage said S tier's got to be Micah and Zach only. You said that earlier on.
Okay. Safety, we're doing?
Yeah, Matt Leslie, this is for you. We're going to safeties. And Ant, you're kicking it off.
You're on the block.
I'm, for being a fan of the Cowboys for a long time, the safety crew is, crack them if you got them, AJ.
Crack them if you got them.
The safety crew has always been very lackluster and has never been a strength of the team. Since Dan Quinn's came along, you could really see how good. Oh fuck, we should have done coaching.
Nay, we're in the fucking Sahara Desert. True. Taking mushrooms walking.
Okay, sorry. I got off topic. You know what?
That we should do the entire coaching staff on the next one then.
Yeah, okay. That'd be good. All right. Okay. So the safety crew has always been very lackluster since I've been a fan. Since Dan Quinn's come around, it's slowly started becoming, to me, one of the big strengths. You got a guy like Jaron Kearse, who's very versatile. He's more so like a linebacker to me,
yes.
But he can play safety. He always comes up. He's always that guy that's going to make that play. In that video that I edited earlier today, the Cowboys needed to stop when the Jaguars were marching with a minute 30 left in the game in week 15. Jaron Kearse comes out and absolutely lays a smack on Trevor Lawrence, forces a fumble, should have sealed the game, didn't end up happening, but he's always that guy that's going to make that game-changing play. Then you got a fan favorite for the Can fans, Donnell Wilson.
Donnell.
Can you say more? Donnell Wilson, absolute beast. And then you have the absolute ball hawk and free-range guy in Malik Hooker. So those three dudes, to have three very good safeties instead of having a fringe like starting safety, like the Cowboys were always just plug and playing these safeties that they drafted in the third to sixth rounds. I got to give safety for me an S. Safety to me is an S.
Whoa, that came out of nowhere.
Ding 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 ding. Okay, hang on.
Okay.
So let me just get this straight.
Here we go, baby.
Because this is, I think I got it right, how I've always understood it.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Free safety is kind of a roamer.
It's free. Yep.
It, whereas the strong safety is watching the strong side of the field and
playing in the box.
Yeah. Okay. But can also come up and be a linebacker if they choose to blitz him or use him in that role.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, man. I think you nailed it. The. Ooh, S for that. S for that and no S for wide receiver. That's got me a little perplexed. But
they have three guys. You could literally have one of them go down and not even drop off in your production.
That deepness.
It's rare that you're going to have all three of those guys on the field at once. You're going to be able to scheme for one of them going down.
And then isn't there Marquise Bell, is he a safety or?
Yep, but Bell, another guy who couldn't even make it on the field because of these three dudes. They were too good. And when he did, he was great. The only reason he didn't get out there is because the guys ahead of him.
I mean, I was thinking A, but you're definitely making a good. Like, I mean, look, you don't have to sway my fucking arm too much because I'm a bandwagon boy to go for a fucking ass.
this might be an out of left field, like left field. To me, the safety group and I might be a little, I don't even know the word. I might have the blinders on a little bit because the Cowboys safeties have been so bad for so long.
Right.
But they were a strength of this team that no one talked about last year.
I know every single play. I can't say something that I dislike about our three boys that you went through. And even as Alex brought up Marquise Bell, while Alex is deliberating,
I think we go S, man.
Okay, there you go. S, club. S for S safety.
I love it because it's not an actual, this isn't...
You're deciding whether or not you can put SS beside each other.
Yeah, will we get flagged for this?
I don't know.
This is the thought that no one else has. Like, no one's going to rank the safety group as good as this, probably. I'd say most people would probably rank them around an A. But Jayron Kearse was snubbed a couple years ago for being a Pro Bowler. Donald Wilson's coming into his own. I'm just very satisfied with those.
Well, AJ
guys.
Said he was buying a Wilson jersey, so he's definitely a fan of.
No, look, it checks the box. Depth, position.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're all fans of all three of those guys,
and even in the draft, out of all of the positions that we have listed on this board,
we never said safety
was like last.
Never needed it.
Never needed it.
I have to agree. Okay. And this is good. That's good. That's a nice anchor for an S.
It makes up for your fucking shitty ranking on tight end. So that's I'm a fan of that.
Ooh.
Baji Eric. Just a fun thing here. Baji Eric.
Offense. Think offense, guys. Let us know in chat.
Eric Boots on the Ground. Eric says best sports podcast S. Can Fan YouTube show.
Oh, you're the man. Okay. You're the man.
Joe Rogan Experience and the Pat McAfee Show, A minus or A, Dan Patrick Show, B, Hanging with the Boys Talking Cowboys, and C, Anything from ESPN.
What about Pat McAfee is ESPN now, so
yeah, does Pat McAfee bring ESPN?
I mean that's a ranking for another day. Okay,
that's a different ranking. But thanks, much love, Baji. And so, he says not yet, so that's why. Okay, so he goes, we're ranking now. He's not
okay.
Yet,
okay,
so there
okay
you
fair,
go.
Fair.
Okay, perfect.
So
he's in the now. He's in the now.
And that's what we're doing here as well. We got QB, RB, and O line.
Let's get that some line love. Let's go.
Let's get that O-line.
Okay. I mean, this one might be pretty easy too, guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's an S. The group's an S. Just say if you look at Zach,
the top five.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, like literally,
top five's an S.
Top five. So you don't. So again,
one of them gets hurt, and we're fucked.
A lot of questions. That's my only thing. A lot of questions.
You're right. The top five, and even with kind of they have five guys that they know they want to start. They don't exactly know the orientation they want. They don't know who they're going to go.
EJ Savage has no way O-line is S.
No, I don't think so either, because the depth just isn't there. No. O-line's like one of those things that if they get hurt.
Okay, if I said S, my next thing would be an A. They have to be an A.
This is the only thing with the A ranking for me is I agree. I think it should be. Our top five guys.
EJ saying I wouldn't put it above a B, honestly.
Which it's because he's going into depth, and I understand what he's doing.
Depth is, I would.
That, it's well, huge. Now that he realized it was positional, because he goes, he didn't realize it was going to be the whole position group.
Yeah, it's he's the now, position group. Sorry.
He goes, boots on the ground saying O-line is a B+. So,
okay, so.
And we don't do the middle tier thing. So we got chat saying B, Ant saying B.
I think.
I said S.
The argument, the argument for depth is most relevant, not only in O-line, but in O-line, it's very relevant in O-line. So
it's huge. Yeah. You've seen it every year. I think, especially when you have Tyron Smith being one of your starters, it's fucking massive.
Yeah. Oh, this is why we have open discussions, though. Look, this is why, so that we can work through these problems like this.
Yeah, we're better understanding the Cowboys this way, too. So you're right. Smith goes down, and he's probably going to go down this year. 4 or 5 games. Let's
more than likely.
Yeah. So we got to prepare for that. It's like
Rich Smith.
Terrence Steele is probably not even starting the season.
Man, I might even say B, guys.
Yeah. Okay.
I like our top five guys when the top five guys are healthy, but that's when they're healthy.
Okay. So
there's question marks.
Okay. So position group. Let's go B. So AJ saying B. Two trusted advisors in chat, Bot G Eric and EJ Savage, are also saying B.
Yeah, but let's talk through it a bit here.
Let's talk through it.
Three Bs.
So we said Tyron Smith, more than likely going to miss
four
games.
S's on the line and an A in Biadasz.
Yeah. So this is the thing. So you got Tyron Smith, more than likely going to be hurt, right, at some point.
Yeah.
You got Tyler Smith, who had a great rookie season. He definitely lived up to his first round grade. No one's arguing that at all. Left guard, who knows who's playing that position right now, right? Like, if we're going position wise,
yeah,
we don't even know who the left guard is right now, right? So that right there definitely eliminates it from being
an
S.
But it can be Tyler.
It could be Tyler. They're also talking about Terrence Steele there. They're talking about everyone basically there. So
I'm saying. Look at this as like you're setting the lineup with what we have. You're going to put Tyler Smith. You're going to, like, just right now, no injuries. You're going to put Smith, Biadasz, Martin, Steele.
Steele's injured, though.
Steele's injured. So, yeah, right tackle's the question.
Well, I feel like if they went last year, they had Tyler Smith at left tackle.
Yep.
Tyron Smith at right tackle, Zach Martin at right guard.
Oh.
Badass. And then who's the left guard, which could be who's – I always forget his name. Chuma. So I think he's right now probably your best spot at left guard if Steele's out. But us having this conversation definitely drops it down to, like, I would say a B tier.
So
no pluses, no minuses.
Okay, yeah, no pluses, no minuses. We don't fuck around like that. EJ saying, if I was ranking the players, I'd rank them Zach an S, Steele a B, Tyron an A, Tyler Smith a B, and Biadasz as a C.
That's harsh. EJ, that's harsh.
And then Bot G Eric says, if the O-line was an A or an S, Zeke would still be on the team.
True. That's true. I think we're penciled into a B, guys.
Yeah, and then Bot G says, I like that, EJ, but Tyler Smith is an A too, and anyone at left guard is a D. Okay. I mean, hey, yeah, B, this is why we talk it through. B's still a good ranking. We like anything, we just know where we're going to be fucked if something goes
out. No, this is healthy. This is healthy. Yeah. Linebacker, defensive line.
Ooh, and then so EJ just says, got to see Tyler have another year full time at left tackle to me in order for him to rank him, which, yeah, he ain't wrong.
Well, then you can play that into everyone saying S for cornerback. I need to see a Deron Bland second year. Like, everyone's talking about Deron Bland being fucking amazing. Yeah. I think Tyler Smith had a better season than Deron Bland.
I think Tyler Smith showed more.
Well, he played the whole season. Yeah. Deron Bland played six or seven games. So before we say Deron Bland's the savior to everything, I agree with the need to see a second year, but at least Tyler Smith, you had 17 games of film on him.
Yeah. I feel like that in that position, if you're like for a Tyler Smith, you're only going to get better in your second year when you didn't have really any injuries, so you didn't go down. He's not injury prone right now. So
what are we doing, linebacker or D line, baby? What are we going for?
Let's stay on the line. Let's go DL
in it.
Yep. I mean, now DL okay, it. Okay. So now before we can rank DL,
rules of engagement.
Yes, rules of engagement. We do have to dictate a specific player to a specific position. We're not going to, I don't think, and I'm one third of this fucking a corporation here.
I like you dropped the where we are, the corporation.
Are we like a wrestling faction now? The corporation?
Yeah,
faction.
We're the corporation.
The
CanFan Corp.
But I think we want to pick where Micah Parsons plays. And I say he lives as a linebacker until we know different.
For me to get an S ranking on another crew, I want to say D-line. Because if we're putting Micah at D-line.
Well, EJ, EJ's saying something interesting, which we possibly should have did. Should have just done defensive end and defensive tackles as separate.
I wanted to do that. We talked about that. But
can we do that? Do you want to do it?
Well, but we'd be here till 10:30 tonight. Doing that. You know what I mean? We just did it. Let's do this. Because I agree. It would have been more fun to do interior defensive line, and it would have been fun to do guard. What is happening here?
Hang on. Just
hey, let him fucking skin it, huh?
Adam, let him cook.
Adam's like, just let him cook.
Let him vape. Let him vape.
Bot G says Micah goes in the linebacker category until he gets more snaps at edge.
Okay. All right. I like it. I like it.
What's happening?
This is what we're doing right now.
Oh, plus Micah. Okay, I see what you're doing here.
AJ says Micah is defensive end 100% to me. And
that's to me too. That's how I feel about Micah. He's a defensive end to me.
Okay, guys, I just saying when when Mike McCarthy says and Dan Quinn say he's playing linebacker, listen to me.
It's too up in the air on what type of position he's going to be playing.
But
What other linebacker has had over 13 sacks in his last two seasons other than Micah Parsons? None. What defensive linemen have? A bunch.
Okay, how about this? It is true that the percentage, I'm trying to win myself over here.
Well,
the percentage of snaps that he's played on the line has far outweighed the percentage of snaps that he does in a linebacker position.
I definitely just feel like Micah is his own position.
Okay.
Because so here's what rule we have to say. He comes out and says he's playing full-time DE. Dan Quinn comes in and says, shut your mouth. You're playing you're linebacker. So then if we're going to go that route, regardless if we want to call him a defensive end, his defensive coordinator said he's a linebacker.
So let me ask you guys, though, how often was Micah playing as a linebacker?
How often was he on the line? That's what I'm saying.
5% of the time.
I'm not going to let the Dallas Cowboys smoke screen me any more than I have to. What we saw was Micah Parsons playing predominantly in a defensive DL position.
DE position, but in this ranking,
he's on the DL, the defensive line.
that's lining up to play defense. And he's
guys,
there.
They didn't draft Mozzie Smith for Micah to be behind him to make plays. They drafted Mozzie Smith so that Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence can absolutely just reign supreme on the edges.
Hey, what's that? What's going on? Hey, if you're listening to this, something's weird happening.
Is this a Ouija board?
We got a Ouija board controlling the defensive line. You'll have to go to YouTube.com and search Cowboys Can Fan podcast.
Well, it's Ouija, and look at our JRPG board.
Right.
Well, it's Ouija boarding. Let me just give. Let's say this. Let's say how many good players we have on the defensive line. DeMarcus Lawrence.
Yeah.
Mozzie Smith, who's probably going to be a stud. Hankins, Osa, Dorrance, Fowler Jr.,
Williams.
Sam Williams, our second, like they're a fucking S, man.
And don't,
Micah Parsons,
don't snooze on
S.
Junior.
Yeah, Junior Fiocco again. They're S'd out.
So while it's sitting there in the S, I'm just going to read through some of the comments just to help think it. So EJ Savage says, I think our D line as a whole is an A. Tank, Micah, Fowler, Armstrong, or Williams as defensive ends would be an S tier. Mozzie will just rank as a C. Hankins is a B. Osa is a B. Bohana is an E. And Gallimore is a C. Then
Gallimore won't be on the team.
Boots says, I think we're giving out defensive line too much credit. Every team basically ran in the opposite direction of Micah, and we couldn't stop it.
We addressed that.
And then EJ says, yeah, our defensive tackles low-key are weak unless Mozzie's an absolute monster. And then Boots says, Mozzie's biggest contribution to the team will be allowing Micah to free up faster and hit the QB.
But you got to look at the team after they got Hankins and when Hankins was out versus when he was in. When Hankins was there, they were an absolutely different team. Hankins is back. With Hankins there, with Osa and with Mozzie, they've upgraded their interior defensive line tenfold. They're way better. They're way better.
I like it.
With Hankins and the run stopping, it was significantly lower. Notifyingly.
Noticeably different.
Noticeably different.
Jeremy Nello, and I like this take, Sam Williams is going to take a big jump this year, which we're
plays
I
right
love
into
that.
Our S.
Yeah.
Plays right into plays our S ranking, our baby. S.
Hey, S ranking, we're moving on. Stop trying to change my mind.
Okay, we gotta go running back.
Okay, running back.
RB. The suspense.
AJ's got to lead out.
Okay, guys.
This is you, AJ. Now. What do you want?
Here's the hard thing about running back. It is a reverse of the D-line scenario and the O-line scenario in that a single player can really pull a rank up. For example, Derrick Henry on the Tennessee Titans, you would rank them as an SRB, even though you don't even know who the fuck is backing him up because it doesn't matter, right? Because when he plays, it's just complete dominance.
Teams defensive coordinators are game planning to stop Derrick Henry.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? They're going, you got to stop that big motherfucker. I don't care what else we're doing. I don't care who's playing wide receiver. I don't care who's playing tight end. We're loading up the box to stop Derrick Henry, which makes a player, if you're getting game plans focused just solely towards you, you are a motherfucking S, son.
Okay, so we agree that a player can make a big difference. So my argument here, very simply, before I pass this on to you guys, sorry for taking up too much time, is I think Pollard is an S rank, man. I think, especially in this year, he'll be able to take on the additional workload. The question mark is, of course, is there a cap, number one? But the bigger one is, like, is he going to be able to do this for 3 or 4 years that warrants an extended contract? We're not talking about that right now. So in this year, I think he's going to have a great ability. I think Malik Davis is someone who we shouldn't sleep on. Everything he did when he had the ball last year was impressive. In preseason and in the few times that he got the ball in the game too. So, I mean, I really like what he did. I think he is a, if we had pluses and minuses, he'd be a C plus player, B minus player.
Wow.
To me.
Totally yeah. Totally goes against himself.
No, but he's not. He's a C player in this ranking. But my and then you look at the other guys, like Rojo is just a C guy, and Deuce Vaughn, I mean, but you know, let's put him at C too. Let's just say that he's a competent NFL player at best, or at worst, sorry. Yeah. Does Pollard pull him up enough to be an S rank? In this case, I don't think so. I think it's an A.
Okay. AJ,
wow, that's
A.
that's actually way better than I thought Alex was going to give the running back crew there.
Okay.
A lot better. Wow, I'm surprised. So AJ's a Pollard boy. He is.
I love Pollard. AJ's- Man, I mean, look, hey, at least here's my prediction. And I hope it doesn't change after what I'm going to say here, but in terms of the day that I'm saying this, but in week 6, I believe that this will hold true and Pollard will be performing well, but I mean, fuck. Workload, man. Workload, workload, workload.
Anthony, you want to go?
AJ's going A. No, I want you to go because I want to be the tiebreaker.
And then before you do the tiebreaker, I'll read off some chats, comments around running back because it is
spicy.
It is spicy.
Okay.
Okay, so
spicy.
If we look at the Cowboys last year with Pollard and Zeke, we almost had two running backs breaking 1,000 yards, which we'd arguably would all say that's an A team. Even with what Zeke had for yardage last season, his touchdowns allow them to be an A tandem. Just the two of them would be an A tandem for the running back, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
I've been a big fan this whole offseason saying you can't replace an Ezekiel Elliott. With one player, you're not going to be able to replace it. You got to use multiple players. You know, you're not going to replace Giambi with our salary cap as the Oakland A's, the Moneyball thing. So,
Ad loves that saying.
Yeah, I know.
So you have TP20 coming.
You
off
do a highlight reel with you doing that saying.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck it.
You're not gonna replace Giambi with who's the other guy?
I don't fucking know. I don't know.
You got to get it right. No.
Yeah, I'll rewatch so I can get my thing right. But so my thought around this is that if TP20, if the rumors are true, and already in OTAs he's at like very good health and his broken fibula isn't going to be a problem, and we're going to get the TP20 of last season at minimum, which would be at least over 1,000 yards. I think we'll actually see a TP20 who's going to have a higher production. Then ultimately, we just need a couple of the players to step and replace the Zeke numbers and touchdowns to hit that A-tier ranking. And I do believe that with Rojo, Malik Davis, Deuce Vaughn, and then our boy Hunter Lepke, we have someone better than Ezekiel Elliott's numbers. I think the four of them there are going to produce better numbers.
Can get 900 yards and 12 touchdowns.
Yes, yeah. they're going to do better fair than enough, that. They'll do better than 900 yards, and they'll do better than 12 touchdowns as a collective group. Now, it might only be two of them that does better than that, but I'm just saying the four of those people, I believe can do better than Zeke's grouping, and I do believe TP20 is going to do better. So that to me, confidently, I can say our running back position is an A.
Nice. Okay. Do you think Tony Pollard goes up to Dan Quinn and taps his leg and goes, Lieutenant Dan, magic legs?
No, Lieutenant Dan, I got these magic legs.
I got space legs.
I got space legs. Lieutenant Dan, you got new legs.
So, I mean, I don't know, guys. I'm very worried. I think running back, to me, is probably the biggest position I'm worried about.
So we might have the biggest difference here then. What do you say?
No, I'm still feeling like a B. TP20, even if TP20, I mean, it's not like an ACL. I feel like TP20 is going to be back to himself by the time the season's going. And I do think he's of amazing talent. I'm just worried about, I take into account pass blocking, also route running, catching out of the backfield. I just don't know if I can go higher than a B, but I think we already got it. You guys both, I think, AJ, did you go S? Did you say S?
No, I went A.
Okay, so you guys went A, and you guys made good points. Like Ad said, Ad actually had a pretty good point. Thank with you. The if, because I give TP20 and Zeke Elliott last year an A.
Yeah,
I thought they were A running backs. I really do. I thought the position group, as far as blocking as a tandem, they were very good. If they can replace Zeke's production with multiple players, then I can't take away from that. As long as they can get the same production value from two guys who would be way cheaper than Elliott was last year by a mile. If you can get Hunter and whoever else, Deuce
Davis,
Vaughn,
baby, even, Davis.
Or Malik Davis, a guy that we've been very fond of. If they can match that,
I
would say A, but I don't think they're going to match it. I don't think they're going to have 12 touchdowns. That's why I'd be a B, but you guys already went A, so we're A-balling.
I believe that...
What are you doing, Ghost? Get that up there.
So as the Ouija board's going around, I'll just say EJ saying... So Baji Eric said S because of Deuce. he says JK. EJ says B tier, but then he goes Pollard off of an injury. Rojo, who low-key might not make it. Deuce, who we have little to no idea about at the next level. And Davis, he goes, I might actually go a C tier, honestly. Baji says he agrees with EJ for a B. And then he says, Pollard without a bruiser like Zeke, I don't know. And then EJ Savage says, an A, eyeballs, AJ Vape 10, I just know it.
No, hey, I just want to say that I am kind of getting a little bit of cold feet about the A rank for
no,
RB.
No.
I think it's a B. A B I would be happy with.
I'm happy with B.
No, we're rolling A. This is our May 31st. This is our May 31st. Firm. AJ Japanese role playing game board.
JRPG, our JRPG rankings, I absolutely think we have an A. I mean, all this stuff about Rojo not making it, I don't know. We don't know that.
And that's why it's fun.
So
I would say an A running back squad is like, let's just think of other teams right now. I would say running back squad.
But you already reinforced what I was saying. Zeke and Pollard together made that running back room an A, right?
So then it's an if we can do that, and I don't think the guys that we have on the team can do that. So that's why I said B.
No, I do believe that our guys will be able to get a few of them to put up the numbers.
I like that AJ has cold feet. We're going with A onto linebackers.
And onto linebackers. And I actually think we're gonna get more yards this year. Not that yards count.
Okay.
If you can't put it in the end zone.
So linebackers without Micah Parsons, that means we're talking Vander Esch, Cox. Clark and Overshown.
Linebackers is without Micah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the EJ linebackers is without Micah Parsons.
is
immediate. Okay. Yeah. This is a C.
All right. Can one of you guys take it while I go take a quick?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take it.
Sorry.
Yeah, my linebackers, definitely without Micah Parsons there, you got, the Wolf Hunter.
Had a good season last year.
Looks
like himself.
But we talked about it in offseason. We're still in the offseason. We talked about pre-draft. Overshown, we just don't know if he's going to be this Agent Zero that everybody continues to talk about. But if he can show up, him and LVE, possibly we have like a B linebacker crew. But I don't know. I definitely think it's our weakest part of the defense.
You won't put any hope in our third round pick in Overshown, but you'll put hope in an undrafted fullback and Deuce Vaughn a sixth round pick 100%. and give our running backs an A.
Well, because but.
Let's get AJ in.
But if I go for AJ's logic of TP20 being an S, and that one S player bringing the rest of the crew up,
who are you calling an S player on an LB?
No, TP20. Because you're trying to do in your situation is replace Zeke's production. It has nothing to do with Tony Pollard, but I'm just saying you have more hope. You have more hope in a sixth round running back and an undrafted fullback to be better than our third round draft pick.
I'm a halfback guy. You know I'm a halfback guy.
It's just funny how you you like hopes and dreams.
I do.
You
like
Deuce Vaughn and a fullback to be better than what our third round pick is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Hopes and dreams, baby. That's what I'm all about. That's
are you guys back on baby. RBs?
No, because
I had to because Ad's like, well, I don't know about Overshown if he can be who he is. Well, you don't trust the third round rookie pick, but you'll put all your hope in a fullback who is undrafted and a sixth round pick, but not in a third round pick.
The only reason
logic doesn't make sense.
The only reason
how does it not make sense?
The reason I thought A for RB is because I saw enough in Davis to be confident in him. And at the very least, we're getting Rojo.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that's an A squad. With linebacker though, we've got LVE, who himself, if we had a B a plus or minus scale, probably a B plus player, but I'd have to put him in B. With the Cowboys, he performs very well, but otherwise, outside of him, everyone else is just kind of average, and or unknown.
What's your ranking?
My ranking? What did you do? What did you say?
I'm not going to tell you what I said. I want to hear what I want an unbiased.
Oh, okay, okay. My ranking.
Yeah, Peabody.
Yeah,
why Mr. am I Peabody? Peabody?
Jump in the way back.
Because when we were doing the ranking, you went and took a pee.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that. I thought you were talking about that show with Mr. Peabody, that fucking dog, and the science teacher. He jumps in the way back machine, Mr. Peabody. Anyways, it doesn't matter. What would you rank our LBs?
Linebackers. I have to put them in a C.
Oh. A crack. Okay, before Anth says anything, do you want me to read out chat or do you want to give your ranking before?
I honestly don't disagree with the C, to be honest.
Okay.
I'd be fine.
I like that you fucking bawled me out like I did something wrong. I thought I made logic for it.
No, you made solid logic, but the fact that you're worried about Overshown not living up to whatever he is because you haven't seen anything, but then being okay with Deuce Vaughn
only
and Hunter
because
it just seemed weird.
But sorry, my logic around the other positions was that we have that anchor player that these untested players or the ones that we're questioning.
Okay,
we're not so
that
worried
makes
about.
More sense.
You know what I mean? TB20 himself, I'd be like, okay, great. Like TB20, and you add an average other person, I would still probably go with an A if TB20 gave us the numbers that we did last year.
We don't have that linebacker. I got you.
We don't have that linebacker.
Yeah, and also Overshown hasn't done any sort of documentary for Adam to watch. So
no, I know.
Of course he can't be.
But just with his zero and his position, he is high up there on the jersey. With me saying he's not proven, he's high up there as my possible jersey, my jersey to get.
Okay. So LV.
I'm okay with a C linebacker because even LV had a decent year last year, but I'm okay with that.
Too many question marks.
Just quickly, I'm just going to crack him if you got him from Brian Hernandez in the
crack
chat.
If you got him,
hey,
son.
Crack him if you got him.
We have EJ Savage saying Cox, we have no clue about. LVE is a B, but he's injury prone. Overshown is an unknown. Clark is a B. And then who am I missing? Kid from Oak Street. Clark is going to be an A this season, says Bot G.
I hope so.
Devin Harper, he's an E, says EJ Savage. Hey,
just a special. How Harper's a special teams guy at the point. Like,
so then C at best.
I think C's fair.
Without Micah.
I think C's fair. I really do.
Now Jeremy Anello says LB is a B to me. I'm really high on Damone Clark and same. Overshown and LVE should be better, especially because of Mozzie keeping our linebackers clean, which again would love it if we can get our linebackers up there because of a player on the defensive line.
Hey, we're
fans of that.
With the amount of
we're going to revisit this. Yeah, that's the thing.
This is like very early, and this is, you know, I like us being a little bit more stern with our feelings today, and then tomorrow we can change.
Okay, the allotted weight. Quarterback.
Okay.
Here it comes.
EJ Savage right off the bat says QB is an A tier for me.
It's got to be.
A is very fair and very.
If you have a top 10 starting quarterback in the NFL, it should be an A tier in my mind.
Yep.
A tier. Now, before we drop A tier, and I just want to.
Like we're going to drop down a tier?
No, I'm going to prod because we got a couple minutes.
Yep.
What do you think? Who's an S tier QB in the NFL?
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. To me, right now, Aaron Rodgers and
crack
Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, crack him if you got him.
Crack him if you got him. Those crack are probably to him. Me the only two guys in the NFL that are A tier.
I agree. Now,
but or sorry, S tier. Sorry, S tier. S tier.
Yeah, but those guys. What about their backups? Who the fuck are their
no,
backups?
No.
This is the one QB? Position that. Yeah. This is the one position that backup. It means fuck all. If you go into a season with Patrick Mahomes and you lose Patrick Mahomes, it doesn't matter who your backup is. If it is S tier or an A tier quarterback's out for season, like if Dak Prescott would have been out for season at the start of the year last year, you're fucked. So,
Dak Prescott was almost out for season last year. Well, and we went 4-1. So yeah, our position, even with the backup, I think, and I'm not saying we should take into account all the backups, but when we're ranking the Cowboys, we have a good backup that can handle the ship. So 100%, I agree. It's an A.
Oh, sure. You mean if it ever comes into play for whatever reason, we probably have a top five backup too.
Cooper Rush is every time he's been put out there, he's succeeded. I love the fact that we have Cooper Rush, but that wouldn't really affect my rating of our quarterback. I'm glad we have a guy that can get there. But for me, Dak Prescott is an A quarterback. And I think Dak Prescott has had S seasons. I think he's had S seasons. And I think he has a chance to have an S season this year.
Ooh,
but,
well, Bot G says last year QB was a B, but 2021 Dak was an S.
Yeah, 37 touchdowns, broke Cowboys records.
Yep.
He's right. He's right. And we're basically taking the average from those 2 years, and yep. I think we're settling at a solid A. I don't think anyone can argue that.
Hey, look, A with S expectations.
Yeah, I agree. This season we want S expectations when you have the type of offense that the offensive weapons that we have, we can all agree that we feel like we've upgraded maybe sans the running back room. But Dak has the weapons available to him to have that S season.
Okay.
And does S mean Super Bowl?
Let's have a look at our tiers. Let's start bottom and go up, okay? So nothing from F to D. That's good. You know, we're feeling pretty good about at least nothing's below what it should be.
Does anybody want to challenge a ranking now that we've looked at it?
We'll go through, okay. We can do that now. A C tier here, we have tight ends and linebackers. I think that's pretty good. With a high ceiling for tight ends, for sure.
Yeah.
And linebackers. I think linebackers, both have them very high. High ceiling.
Yeah, I agree.
They both have a better chance to go up than down.
Well, and if you look at it, if let's say Overshown, let's say Mozzie Smith and our safeties or our secondaries really, I mean, we believe they're both solid. They support the linebackers. You now have two decent linebackers. I could see it going from possibly even being a C to an A. Like, it doesn't have to just jump up one tier. Our guys can our linebackers can have a fucking solid season.
Shoemaker has a 800-yard, eight touchdown season. I mean, he's arguably an A as well.
Yep.
Yep.
Or tight end becomes that too. So, B, special teams and O-line. Which, surprise of the ranking, I think O-line being B.
Yep.
It's just depth heavy.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned it, Anthony, and so did EJ, that it is the one position group that there's too many variables and there's too much at stake there, that that's the one area that we should have the deepest fucking roster. The deepest fucking roster depth chart.
Yeah.
What is it? The depthest roster chart.
Does this make you feel better too? I think that O-line was probably a C last year.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, of course.
I'm O-line at B, I think super is fair, but it is a surprise because there is a guy like Zach Martin there. Yeah. There is a guy who's a fringe Hall of Famer with Tyron Smith, but there's just too much questions with if he can be healthy or not.
Mm-hmm. So EJ says, I need to challenge the defensive line ranking, man. If it was strictly DE, I'd agree. And then he says, we forgot to rank coaching, which we'll do on a separate. And then Boots claps back and says, EJ, don't forget Alacron is practicing at defensive tackle now. We solid, baby. Crack open a cerveza and enjoy the defensive line ranking. And then they're saying Boots Alacron is our savior. Yeah, so EJ
wants to... Let's not forget our defensive line last year. They were off to a hot start, man. They were off to a super hot start. And he's right. Defensive end would be 100% an S. I think we upgraded at defensive tackle this year. We have to take it as a whole. It's kind of like,
yeah,
the defensive ends elevate the defensive tackles.
Hey, look, we also argued about where Micah was going to be placed. And we agreed to get that S ranking, we were going to push him to DL.
To get another S.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if we had Micah at plus linebacker, it would bring us up to
B, potentially A.
We'd have to, with Micah as an LB, we'd be an A.
Okay. A rankings. Cornerback,
wide receiver, the depths. You know, you got a lot of guys there, but we're front heavy with both those positions. Cornerbacks, you have those top four guys that we were talking about. Wide receiver, you have the top three guys with maybe a question mark with the fourth guy, but the top three guys are going to be playing a lot of the time. So I think an A for both those guys, for both those positions groups, pretty fair.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we got running back and quarterback. Of course, we talked Pollard's TP20s. Potential, and then also there's whoever's going to be in the backfield there. You know, just a
running back's probably my only one that I think
could go down to a B.
Could have moved down to a B, but okay. I hope it's an A. I hope it's an A.
Yeah, and well, hey, we can still change it. I guess we're not locked in until we.
No, we're locked. We're locked and loaded, baby. Okay.
Yeah,
we're locked and loaded.
QB as well. That's fair. A.
Yep.
Unanimous. I think unanimous. Yeah, that one for us.
The surprise, this might be the surprise of the draft, is the safety in S. Look,
I trust those guys.
No one was really calling for the Cowboys to draft a safety either in the mainstream media, sports media, or online. Like, some people might have been talking about some safeties. Our boy EJ Savage absolutely was bringing them up, but in terms of being a high need for the Cowboys, no one had the safety on the roster. And when we look at the boys that we got, we're covered, and we love them. So
yep,
you need to have some pretty detrimental shit to happen to the Cowboys' safeties for them to plummet.
Yeah,
that's what makes them an S for me, son.
Yeah, and then DL with Micah Parsons. Okay, we made that executive decision. And I think with them, man, absolutely. The scare on the run game is something that, like, is a fair argument. But I believe we solved some of that issue. I mean, I'm being pretty hopeful, but, you know, we got to go with what we think here at this point in time. And Mazzy is that guy, dude. Yep. Okay, bro.
Cowboys have been pretty successful with their first round draft picks in the last 15 years. Yeah, there's been a couple blunders, but we're putting a little more into him with this S selection. But I don't mind the S with Micah. With Micah, I think it's an S.
I agree. EJ Savage says, shit, we actually forgot Jerry Jones is an O-lineman. Yeah, it's an S tier. All right. Look, listen. Hey, Anth is
slowly morphing out of the shot. Look at this.
Anth's morphing out of the shot, and he's either tanning his face with an infrared light, or he's like, it's like the power went out, and it's like an emergency beacon on his mic that's making his face all red.
I have 10% power.
I got 10% power. I'm a computer.
There's a red light on this thing.
I know.
Oh, I think your mic went. Oh
no, he turned it.
I turned it to show you the light.
He turpentined up, baby.
All right, guys. Hey. We will be back for the Sunday service on Sunday. We don't know the time because we kind of randomly do it. Bandwagon Boys, always a blast. We went through some technical stuff. You guys made it through a power outage. which is amazing. So for the Bandwagon Boys over there, Anthopes over here, we will be back Sunday for another exciting, exhilarating episode of the CanFan Podcast.
Hey-o!
Thanks,
let's
baby!
Go!
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.